The process that warns people and keeps them from eating bad clams and oysters is laborious. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation has to sink mussels into the water and every so often bring them up, dissect them, and measure the toxicity. All of this can take up to 2 weeks. Only then can they shut down a shellfish bed.
It may well be, or it likely is, that there are other shellfish in that ecosystem that are already toxic, and that could poison people.
Christopher Gobler has a way to speed this up. He's a professor of marine science at Stony Brook University. Right now, DEC tests only a few sites at a time. But by this spring, Gobler, along with the DEC and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they plan to have hundreds of test sites up and running around Long Island.
Remote devices deployed in the water to continuously make measurements of water quality.
Scientists still don't know much about red tide, but when Gobler's testing sites first detect this microbe responsible for it, they'll have advanced warning that the tide is coming, which will hopefully keep people from eating bad shellfish. Charles Lane, WSHU News.